Daf is Daf Chaf. So Gemara is continuing on the conversation from yesterday's Daf. The machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon about a person who washes his hands at nighttime and then the sun rises, does he have to wash his hands a second time for the Beis HaMikdash? So Rebbe held that if he washed Balayla, Sarech Lekadish Bayom, he requires a second washing when the sun rises. But Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon felt that no, not true, that the Lina, the sun rising, will not affect his Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and he does not need to wash a second time. So Gemara says in the top of Daf Chaf, two lines down, the very last word, Ki, also Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as he often did. I don't know if this was all like one time or he came back often, but he always came back and reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan by Ilfa. Now remember, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were chavrusas. They were good friends, the Gemara in Tainus talks about. So they quote Rabbi Yochanan that by Ilfa, that Ilfa had asked the following shaila. The Divrei HaOmer Ein Lina Mo'elas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. According to the opinion that held that Lina will not affect Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, that you don't have to wash your hands a second time in the morning, that's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Now, Mei Kiur Mahu Shiyifsil. Were the waters of the Kiur, is that going to be, are those waters going to be disqualified? So it's important to know that Rashi refers to this, the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma tells us that they had this whole mechanism where they would raise and lower the water of the Mei Kiur. So before the sun would set, they lower back down, and then the water would go back down to some, I don't know, stream of some sort below, and that water will not be disqualified with sunset and sunrise. But let's say they didn't lower it, and the Kiur had water left in the tank, and it never had been lowered, and now the sun sets, is that going to be disqualified? The sun rises, rather, in the morning, will that now disqualify that water? So while Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon thinks that I don't require a new washing of hands, but maybe the water that remains in the Kiur, it will be possible being left out overnight. So that's the Shiloh. Gemara explains. Me, I'm reading, do we say, Hani l'may l'kiddush adayim raglayim, they're just like kiddush adayim raglayim, kiddush adayim raglayim gufayu lo pasul b'hulina. Do we say that just like the hands are not disqualified from overnight, being left out overnight, so too the water that's remaining the Kiur are not left, are not going to be disqualified? Oh, Dilmar, perhaps, Kaven de Kiddush Lehu B'Kli Shares Mifsli. Or since the water is in a Kli Shares, it will be disqualified. What's the irrelevance of Kli Shares? Rashi explains, first narrow line down, B'Kli Shares Ifsalu, de Lo Dami Le Kiddush Adayim. The water remaining in the Kiur is not similar to the water that went on my hands. B'Shamayim Nigvu, the water that was once on my hands is now dry. There's nothing, there's no mushes left to disqualify. V'Ein Lelina Al Mei Mi Lachol. So when I wash my hands and now they're dried, they're good forever, according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. But the water that's in the Kiur, there's mamashes to them, so maybe being left out overnight will be disqualified. So that was the suffix that Ilfa had posed. So Kiyasa Rabban, now when Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah, Amar Rebbe Ami, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, he had a whole series of people he quoted, quoting Rebbe Yochanan, Hadar Pashta Ilfa, that Ilfa asked after raising the Shaila, he answered the Shaila. He says, "Kimachlokes bezu, kach machlokes bezu." Just like there was a debate with regards to the needing to wash hands again, so too there's a machlokes with regards to the water left out overnight. Meaning, Rebbe held that the water would be pasul, just like your hands are pasul, and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon would feel that no, just like the hands are not disqualified, you don't need a new washing. So too, the water is not going to be pasul. So then the Gemara says, Amar Lefanov, then after quoting Rabbi Yochanan, he said in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rabbi Ata Omer Kain, do you agree to this statement? So Elahachi Amar Rabbi Asi, didn't Rabbi Asi say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nishmei Ilfa, different approach, that Kiur Shalosh Shaku, Shiku, Mimberv, Mikadesh Menu, Lavodas, Laila, Ulamachar, Eino Mikadesh. So Ilfa was quoted as saying, any of the waters of the sink that had not been lowered down overnight, it was left out overnight, so that you could use those waters to wash your hands for any avoda done at that night. For the nighttime avodas you're allowed to use. But for the very next morning, you cannot be Makadish them. What do you mean you can't be Makadish? So it's unclear what he meant by this. Havinam ba, they were wondering, Lamachar, does that mean Lamachar ain't no Makadish? Did lo tsarach l'kedushe? In other words, because the person who was working overnight, he remained up all night doing the avoda, it means he doesn't require another washing, and that's like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, nothing to do with the waters in the Kiur. Odilma, perhaps the statement of Ilfo meant, Ifsalu Belina, no, it's talking about not the hands, the requirement of having to wash or rewash, but it's talking about the water remaining in the kiyor, whether that will be disqualified or not, and therefore it was unclear what Ilfa meant by this, below Pashalan, Umarka Pashale Mivshem. So according to this suffix, Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what Ilfa was answering, but according to Rabbi Ami knew for sure that what he was answering means unclear, and therefore we don't have a solution as to whether or not any water left over in the kiyor is going to be disqualified by the morning or will not. So the Gemara attempts to bring a raya. This is the Mishnah Maseches Yuma Tashma. Ben Katin Asin Shnei Asar Dad Likir. Ben Katin was a certain individual, and he made the sink have 12 spouts to it. We learned yesterday that a kir has to have 4 spouts, but he said that he really made a very nice hiddur. The Mishnah lists a number of hiddurim that various people had done in the Beis Hamikdash. One of them is what making a 12 spout kiyor. What was the reason for this? Because you needed 12 kohanim to do the avoda of the tamid. The tamid was very big, and each kohen would do a different carrying of the head and the legs up into the mizbeach. So they wanted all 12 kohanim to be ready to be able to draw from the kiyor at the same time. So that's what he had done. So Afu, in addition to making a 12-spouted kiyor, Afu asa muchni l'kiyor. Muchni is a lashon of like mechanical. It's muchni, is like muchni, they say mechonit is like a car, mechanical. So muchni is a mechanical thing, a pulley that he had made to pull the water up and down with the kiyor. That's another thing he made. Shlo yu meimav nifsal belina, in order that the water, if the water remains up in the kiyor overnight, it will be pasul lina. So they had such a muchni, such a mechanism that would go down back into the flow of water beneath and would be exempt from any lina. So after quoting this mission, the Gemara says, what's the understanding? My love is, it's not the position of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon he, and that we see that he holds that you have to bring the water down, and if it remains on top, it's pasul lina. So that would answer the shiloh, that even though Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't need a new washing of hands overnight, you do, the water does get disqualified overnight. The Gemara says, lo, this is not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, this is actually Rebbe he, and Rebbe would be consistent. We still have no solution for what the position of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would be. So the Gemara says, how could you suggest that this is Rebbe? V'ha midereisha Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, seifa nami Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It was the same author. How do we know that the reisha is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? The Katani, the Mishnah says in Yuma, reisha, balo eitzel paro, now we'll get back into the mindset of Avodah Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol walks over to the par. He had a special cow that he would shecht. He walked over to the paro. Upar haya amrin bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. Now the positioning of the cow is what's crucial here. Where is placed in the base of Migdash? So there's a nice picture here. You see in the Rashi's here. You try to follow along with that here. Those who have Masiftim, perhaps the article also have some nice shaded areas to help with seeing what's going on here as well. The idea is that the par had to be shechted in the north. What's considered the north? So is the north, the Mizbeach was in the south. So anything from the Mizbeach to the wall would be north. But that has to be within the parallel lines of the Mizbeach to the wall. That, everyone agrees, is considered north. But let's say to the west of it, closer to the Ulam, which is the entrance into the Kodesh Kodashim. Or let's say to the east of it, which is closer to the exit of the Beis HaMikdash, would that be included in north or not? So the Gemara explains that again, the par was haya omeid bein ha'ulam the mizbech, was positioned not directly above the mizbech, but a little bit off to the west, which was closer to the ulam and between the ulam and the mizbech. In north, but not directly north of the mizbech, it was between that ulam. Everyone follows what I'm saying here? Where exactly? Okay, fine. So, good. So the Gemara then says, Rosho bein ha'ulam the mizbech, tzafon, it was in the, sorry, I skipped a line there, Rosho ledarum, the head of the cow was facing south, Upan of Lamar, but they turned the body was facing south, but the head of the cow was twisted, that it was facing the west, the head at least. For Kohen Omeid B'Mizrach, the Kohen was standing on the other side of the cow on the eastern part, which is towards the exit of the Beis HaMikdash. Upan of Lamar, but he was facing west towards the Kodesh Kodashim. So that was the whole Mishnah. So Man Shmasli, who is the one who holds the Amar Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach is Tzafon? Who is the one who thinks that that does qualify as north? Meaning everyone agrees that north above the Mizbeach is certainly good. But if it's a little bit to the west, that's a machlokas. Who thinks that's included in Tzafon? That's none other than Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. How do we know he holds that position? The Tani, the Baraita, teaches us that Ezu Tzafon, what's considered north? Mikir Mizbeach, from the north wall of the Mizbeach, Tzfoni, Ad Kosa Azara. So going straight up from the wall of the Mizbeach to the end of the Beit Hamikdash, that wall, everyone agrees that's Tzfoni. Uconeged Kol Mizbeach, Kula Tzafon. Connected it within those lines, if you were to draw a line of the Mizbeach, two lines up to the northern wall, that's all considered north according to all opinions. That's Divrei Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, most of he added, Af Bein HaUlam, Ul Mizbeach. Even if you move a little bit to the west as well, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, that also qualifies as north. So that's how we know he holds north. So just like the Reisha of the Mishnah Yuma is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so too the Seifa of making that Muchn, making that mechanical pulley, was also Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara just finishes off this Braisa, parenthetically here, as the third position, Rabbi Mosef Af Malkum Jesus Ragle HaKohanim Umalkum Jesus Ragle Yisrael. He added on further to the east now, closer to the exit of the Beis HaMikdash, that as well as included in the north. So the Gemara says, Aval min HaChalifos V'lefnim HaKom Odom Shepasu. Chalifos was the locker room where Kohanim would leave their knives and other things. So that was above the north of the Ulam and south of the Ulam. That, everyone agrees, is too far west, and that won't work. So the Gemara says, Matisvar, this makes sense. Only Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, he holds of the Bein Ulam the Mizbeach is north, but Lo Rebbe, not Rebbe. Rebbe only added on the east, but he didn't add on to the west part of the northern area. So Gemara says, Hashda Rebbe, Ad Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif, Ad Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Lo Mosif. So Gemara says, no, Rebbe also would agree that Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach would also be considered Safon. So it could be either one, either Rebbe or Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. So Gemara says, Anan Hachi Kamrin. What we mean to say is as follows. Is HaKadaitech Rebbe Hi, if you think that Rebbe is really the author of the Mishan Yuma, so if Rebbe allows the western north to work, he also allows the eastern part to work. So Lokma, the Kohen Gadol, should do the par, should set the par up. Why is he doing a Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach? Let him Lokme b'malkum Jesus Ragli Kohanim b'malkum Jesus Ragli Yisrael. Why not position it more towards the east, which is also a kosher area to Rebbe? The fact that the Mishnah says we only place the Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach must be who holds of that works. That's only Rabbi Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon. Because Rebbe could have put it in Ragli Yisrael area and Ragli Kohanim. So that's why the Gemara concluded that way. So Gemara says, Elamai, who authored this Mishnah, must be none other than Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. So then the Gemara says, if he's really the author, he doesn't only permit you to do a Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach, he also allows you to do it above the Mizbeach. So why not Lokmei Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni Ad Kosel Zaret Tzfoni? Why not position it there? So the Gemara says, Elamai Shlich LaMeimer. So why does Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, he allows it to be Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach, but why did he say it should dafka be there? The Mishum Chulshu the Kohen Gadol, because the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, Hachanami Mishum Chulshu the Kohen Gadol. We don't want the Kohen Gadol running around all day. He's exhausted, he's fasting, it's a busy day. So if we have him run from one area to the next area, he's going to get even more tired. So we wanted to do it for his benefit, put it as close to the next stage where he has to be. So that's the next, that was the closest place. Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach is the most ideal place to set it up. Not to say that's the only place where it's permitted, but that's the place where it's ideal for the benefit of the Kohen Gadol, in which case we conclude here, we don't know who authored the Mishnah Yuma, just like it could be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it could also be Rebbe who said it should be positioned Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach. The Gemara now says, the last seven lines of the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So let's say they wake up early in the morning to do Chumas Hadeshin. Chumas Hadeshin was the first thing they do every single day to remove any of the ashes remaining from the previous night. In fact, the Mishnah Tamid talks about how we'd go early in the morning. That's why even though Shulchan Aruch says we should not say Karbanos Balayla, which means even before Alos HaShachar, you should say it only by Yom, when it comes to saying Chumas Hadeshin and the Parsha Kiyur, that was done before Alos HaShachar and can be said also before Alos HaShachar. So the Gemara says again that if that's the Kohen washed his hands to do the Chumas Hadeshin, which was before sunrise, the next day, Lamachar Einot Tzarech Lekadesh, it's Kvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. He already washed his hands when he started the Avoda. But who cares? If there was a sunset, sunrise, and there's a change of the day, we don't care. He should have to wash his hands a second time. So the Gemara wants to know who is behind this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Eli Rabbi, if Rabbi held this way, Ha'amar Pasalina, doesn't Rabbi hold that the sunrise was the moment? Lina takes effect at sunrise, Alos HaShachar. So Rabbi holds, Belina, it should be Pasal.
So he should require a new washing of hands. And Eli Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ha'amar Ein Tzarech L'Kadesh Afil Mekan Ad Asar Yamim. It's a davar pashut according to Rabbi Elazar that you certainly don't require a new washing of hands. He said you could go 10 days without having to wash the hands if you continue to do the avodah. So vade, if you do a Chumas Hadesh in the morning with washing hands, and then 5 minutes later the sun rises, of course you don't have to wash hands again according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So who in the world is Rabbi Yochanan going according to? So Amar Abai comes along to say, Li Olam Le Rebbe, really this is going according to Rebbe. Vilina the Rabban. When Rebbe required a new washing of hands, Rebbe held, if you're doing the Avodah at night time, and then at sunrise, Rebbe says you need to do another Rechitz Yadayim Raglayim in the morning. But it's only Midrabanan. Midraisa, even he would agree, you don't have to wash hands again. But Midrabanan, they said one should do this. So since the whole concept is only a Lina Midrabanan, that allows for some leeway, which is what? So the Gemara explains, Umo, the Rebbe agrees, he admits, in this scenario that you wouldn't have to wash your hands because the Mikaros Gever, from the crowing, or whatever the word is for the rooster, ad safra, until the sun actually rises, which is only just a few minutes, lo pasolina, he did not put in place a psul derabanan. If the guy was working at nighttime, he washed his hands at nighttime, and then 5 hours later the sun rose, so then he said, pasol belina, you need another washing of hands. But if the guy woke up in the morning to do chumas hadeshin at 5 a.m., and then 5:20 a.m. the sun rises, then he did not implement the psulina, and even he would agree you don't require another washing of the hands. The Gemara now says, last few lines of the page, that's all Shitas Abai. But Rava Amar, the Olam Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, but doesn't he never require washing of the hands? You could go 10 days without washing the hands. V'ra Ri Dvarav B'tchilas Avoda V'lo B'sof Avoda. So what's he saying here? This is Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi. Rashi says there are six lines up from the bottom here. V'ra Rabbi Yochanan Dvarav Shor Rebbe Elazar Nechonim B'mikdash yado b'tchilas avodas hayom t'lo pasur b'elina v'lo b'mishe kiddush b'layla l'hakdir chalav m'shu sof avodas hayom esmo. So Rabbi Yochanan understood Rebbe Elazar in a different way. Even though up until now we assume Rebbe Elazar felt that if you do the avodah b'layla, if you continue to do the avodah all night, you don't need to wash hands again, Rabbi Yochanan thought that was incorrect. Rabbi Elazar felt that no, if you start off doing the avodah at nighttime, but it's a nighttime that's tchilas hayom, it's a nighttime avodah that's meant to begin the next day. In other words, Chumas Hadeshin is a nighttime avodah, but it's not meant to conclude yesterday's avodah, but not sof avodah, but tchilas hayom, that's when he says you don't require a new washing. But he does hold, when it comes to a avodah that's sof halayla, which is to burn the fats of the previous night, even though you're going all night haktaras chalavim, by the morning Rebbe Elazar thinks you do need a new washing. So this is a chiddush that even though sof laila does require a new washing, even for Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, if it's a laila avoda that's a tchilas avoda, the beginning of the upcoming day, that's when he says you don't require a new washing. So the Gemara now brings a question. I hope you're still following with this. I know it's a little bit challenging here.
This is basically machlokes between Rav and Abaye on how Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon is hold.
And also Rebbe, both of them. They are
Rebbe, no. Rebbe, they all agree that Lina is possible.
No, because in this case, Rebbe holds, according to Abaye, it's not possible in this case.
Ah, okay.
But according to Rava, he would possibly hold that it would be possible, even Karas Gever Latafra. So it seems like a machlok is in both, I think.
Yeah, it says the sperm, Achron talk about whether Abaye argues on that other
stand. So it could be our machlokis is a machlokis achron. Excellent, beautiful. Gemara says last two lines of the Amud here. Meisive Ra'u Achiv HaKohanim Sheyared. This is a mission that appears in Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid. I tell people, those who want to learn Kachim, get exposure, you should start off learning Maseches Tamid. It's a very simple Masech. It's a 7-8 blot. Make a nice seam on it, and also get a very nice exposure to the general Seder Avoda. So what happened was that the Kohanim saw that the Kohen who won the Hagrola, they did these different Garolos, lottery, who would get to do the Chumash Hadeshim, so he'd go in, and the Kohen would see that he'd go down, and go down the Mizbeach from picking up the, shoveling up the Deshim, the ashes, Hein Ratzu, Baal, they ran, Mi'aru, V'kitchi, Yedeim, V'raglem, Minakir, then they quickly went to wash their hands. So what the Rashi points out is, the Havimina here is, this is referring to the Kohanim who were doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They were busy burning fats all night long. And then the moment they saw that the Kohen did Chumash Hadeshin, they knew it was time for Alos. They ran to wash their hands a second time, even though they were doing the Avodah all night long. So that's what the Gemara says. And now the Gemara explains, Bishama, this all makes sense, this Brisa, this Mishnah, Labaye, Mokim la Kurebi Umodi Rebbe Dimikars Gever Ad Safra Lo Pasolina Hamani Rebbe. Rebbe agrees that if it's a short period of time from Karas Gever to Tzafra, from the rooster until the sunrise, you don't need to do washing hands again. But in this case, where they were doing voda all night long, Rebbe thinks you would have to do a new washing of hands. So this brisa, this mishnah we just brought, was just Shitas Rebbe. But Ella, according to Rava, the Mokim La, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, that Rava thinks that even Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon agrees that you do have to wash your hands a second time. About the Rebbe, Mikaros Gever, Ad Tafra, Pasolina. So this is what I was saying. So I'm not sure how the Achronim argue with this. Rebbe would agree that from that short period of time, from Karas Gever, from the rooster until the sunrise, Rebbe agrees that even then, not agrees, he argues that even then you require Lina. Hamani, who is the author of the statement? Because E Rebbe Pasolina, if Rebbe is the one who says this, so he passes Lina even from the moment of Karas Gever until now. So what's the problem then? So what's the Chiddush, I guess? Yeah, what's the Chiddush? Of course. Of course, this case would have to do this. Now, if you're going to say, E Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, that he requires a new washing of hands, Ha Amar Afilu Mikan Vadasar Yamim Ein Sarech Lekadesh. He holds you could go 10 days without having to wash your hands yet a second time. So the Gemara ends up saying, Li Olam, this Brisa and the Mesechus Talmud is Ki Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Not referring to the Kohanim who were in the Beis Hamikdash doing the Avodah. Those Kohanim Vade don't require a new washing of a hand according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. We're referring to the new Kohanim Chadasi who haven't worked all night, they're coming in now for the first time for this day. Those are the ones who, after they saw the Kohen come down from the ramp of the Mizbech, the Duchim Sadeshim, they're the ones who require now to wash the hands because they're about to do the Avodah for the first time. Barna has a Shiloh. But
when are they doing it?
When are they doing this? It sounds like after the Chumash Hadesh was done, which is, I'm not sure, I don't, it doesn't make a difference at this point. Before Alos, after Alos, they're Chadasi, they're new, and they have to wash their hands for the first time. Gemara now says the following suffix. Ibayiluhu, Yitzia mahu shetoyel bekidah shadayim reglayim. What about Yitzia? Is that a person leaves the Beis HaMikdash, leaves the Azara, is he going to have to wash a second time? We said that Lina, leaving out overnight, then that's a machlokus between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. But let's say the guy exits the Azara and then comes back in. Does that mean you have to wash it again? Imtim Shalomar Lina La Pasla de la Parish Avayitzia de Parish Hasucha Mesech Adaita. If you say maybe Lina is not going to affect the hands, at least according to Rebbe Elazar, because he never separated from the Avoda. But when it comes to Yitzia, where he left the building, so it's Masir Daita, and there he would require washing again. Odilma came into Biyad Lachzer, Lo Mesech, since he always has the ability to re-enter, so he's never Mesech Daita, maybe Rebbe Elazar would think here as well, he wouldn't have to wash the hands a second time.
Interesting. Rashi says because it's technically Sharis. Shetel Kadesh Pes Bukhan Kachem Kachem Klisharis, Shem Yatsin of Salvi Yitzia.
So he's bringing a Raya, just like a Klisharis when it leaves.
It's not a second.
The klishari is not hetzach hadas. I'm not sure. So I don't know why. What's the svar of klisharis? I don't remember why klisharis is possible yitzia. It could be. It could also be based on hetzach hadas. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. Could be. Or it could be just as gzeres akasav that when klisharis leaves the building, that becomes maybe a possible automatically. I don't know. Okay. Gemara now says bring a raya here. Tashma. Kiddush yodav v'raglav v'nitmu. Guy washes his hands, washes legs, and they become tameh. That's important. That it's talking about tuma, where only the hands become tameh. Now, normally, if a person touches a sheretz with his hand or a tameh mace, his whole body is tameh. When you have where only the hands become tameh, it's only when there's a tuma midrabanan. And the example Rashi says is like pigul and nosar. Even though pigul and nosar are not mitameh on a deraisa level, Chacham said that they are mitameh es yadayim. So the guy's hands, he touches pigul, he touches nosar, so then the hands are tameh. So what's the halacha? Gemara says he's matbilan, he puts his hands in the mikvah, he's tovil them, and that kashers them. The Gemara says, now, Yatsu, if let's say his hands leave the building, his body stays in the building, but he sticks his hand out a window, so his yadav exit the building now. So what's the halacha? Gemara says, Yatsu, matbilan vein tarach lakadesh, Yatsu, hare hein biktushas, and they still remain kadosh, and therefore you don't need to wash the hands again. So Gemara, so we see clearly that Yitzia does not affect the hands. Yatsu yadav lo kami baylam. We never asked the shaila if the hands left, you stuck your hands out the window. That everyone knows you don't need a new washing of hands. Ki kami baylam, what was our suffix? Yatsa kogufamau. If the entire kohen left the body, left the building, then we want to know if he needs to wash his hands a second time. That's the shaila. Mai. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya here. Shelo rochot yadayim yaglayim mekadesh b'kli sharis bifnim. The guy didn't wash his hands. He washed his hands with kli sharis inside bifnim, and that's how that's where he washed the hands. But let's say the kohen kiddush b'kli sharis b'chutz. He used a kli sharis. He used a kiro, let's say, but he does it outside. Or b'kli chol, he used a regular weekday utensil bifnim inside. Though he has one without the other. Oh, shetavel b'mei ma'ara, where he puts his hands in a cave or some mikvah, which doesn't work for kiddush yadayim raglayim. You need a kiyur, you need a klisharis. Avod avodah, so he does the avoda psula, because all these cases, these are you need a klisharis bifnim in order to have a good rachat yadayim raglayim.
This is according to everybody.
No, I thought the question was according to Rebbe.
Yeah, but it seems that there's no reason why the same question shouldn't apply to Rebbe.
I thought that, no, I know, it's a shaila for Rebbe Elazar. I think it was a davar pashut for Rebbe. If Rebbe is pasul lina, vada yitzi would pasul. The question that Gemara presented, Rebbe Elazar, who thinks that lina won't pasul, will yitzia pasul for Rebbe Elazar? I think.
So we say yitzia is, okay.
That I think was the shaila. Because there's no hesach hadas by lina, but there's hesach hadas by yitzia. The yitzia is worse. Exactly. So the Gemara says now, so now after presenting this, Taima, the Kiddush b'Kli Sharis b'Chutz, only because you did a Kli Sharis outside the base of Mikdash, Ha Kiddush b'Fnim, if you did it inside, and he's going to add, V'yotza Avodah Sakshera, a very strange diak here, but if you did a Kasher Rechitza inside the base of Mikdash, and you also left afterwards, it's not going to impact it, Yitzhiya won't disqualify. Gemara says, and Avodah Sobik Kshera. Gemara says, who says? Dilma, Kiddush b'Kli Sharis b'Chutz, Hechidami. Maybe what's the case where he washed his hands outside? Maybe it's a case kigon de'afik yadav libar v'kiddush, where he stuck his hand out the window and washed his hand. Aval yatza kogufo tibaylecha. But maybe Edechanami, if he exited himself the entire body, maybe that's still a shiloh. We still don't know the answer. You can't make a dig from this case, because maybe again the dig that should be made is only when he stuck his hand out, not when he exited entirely. So we still don't have an answer to the shiloh. So Amar Le Rav Zvid, Le Rav Papa, Toshma. They bring another raya as follows. Yatza chutz l'mechitas hachomas ha'azara. So he walks outside the area of the Azara. Im lishos, if he goes out there to stay for a while. So then, Talon Tevil, he requires a tevila. It's not enough to wash hands, but you need a whole nother mikvah. The halacha is, in the mission Yuma tells us, whenever a kohen or anyone enters into the base of mikdash, he must go to the mikvah first. So if you exit to stay for a while, to go for a lunch break, when you come back in, you need a new tevila. Im lefisha, if he goes just for a breath of fresh air, it's lefisha, just for a moment, so then he doesn't need to do another tevila, but he does require ta'un, kiddush yadayim raglayim, he needs to wash his hands again. So this is a mefurish brisa, that yitzia does require, does mandate another washing of hands. That could be part of the idea, it could be.
We didn't give a zman to begin with.
No. We don't define lefisha, but it could be lefisha, might be hesach hadas, it could be. So Amrle Hacha b'mayaskin. What's the case here? Kigon sheyata lahasich raglav ulhatil ma'im. Went to go to the bathroom. That's why. Ha behedyav. So Gemara says, well, that's the case. But if he goes out just for a breath of fresh air, that may not disqualify. Yitzia kolshu may not require. Only when he goes out to use the bathroom does he require washing hands again. Gemara says that can't be the case. It can't be a yitzia to go to the bathroom because ha behedyav katani la that. We have a mefurish brisa. Actually, mefurish mishnah meseches Yuma. Call a mesech raglav a ton tevila. Anyone goes to the bathroom with gedolim, he needs to go to the mikvah afterwards. Call a meitamayim. Those who are still ketanim, he only ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. So therefore, since it's a mefurish mishnah, you don't need another brisa telling me that if a person exits, so it must be the brisa we brought above is the yitzia kolshu, and we see a yitzia kolshu is that even that requires kiddush yadayim raglayim. Where it says no. Tani v'hadar mefarish. First, the Brisa says a person leaves requires kiddush yadayim raglayim. Which case when he leaves? When he goes to use the bathroom. Fine. Next Gemara says, Tashma, another raya. Same idea, we're trying to prove the case. We don't have a good answer yet. Tashma, para, when it comes to para duma, Rabbi Chia bar Yosef Amar, Mekadesh b'chli shares b'fnim, when the Kohen is getting ready to do the avoda of the Paraduma. The Paraduma took place outside the Beis HaMikdash. When he prepares himself, he should do the washing inside the Beis HaMikdash, b'chli shares b'fnim v'yotzei, and then he leaves to go do the Paraduma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afilu b'chutz, you could wash the hands for the Paraduma even outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'afilu b'chli chol, even if it's a regular mundane utensil. Even some type of earthenware pot. So Amar Papa, so we see from here though that you wash your hands and you do yitzia. The yitzia is not going to ruin the richa tadaim reglayim. Mar says, no, don't bring me a ride from Paradum. Amar Papa, shiny para. Para is a whole other case. Whole v'chol maaseh b'chutz. Everything's done outside. Lo pasi yitzia. But a carbon which has to be done b'fnim, so maybe yitzia would disqualify. Ihachi, that's the case. Lamili the Makadesh Kena, Lamili Makadesh. If Paraduma is really not a carbon, it's all b'chutz, so why wash the hands in the first place for Paraduma? To which the Gemara answers, Ke'en avoda b'fnim. We try to emulate as much as possible that Paraduma should be like a carbon b'fnim, when in fact it's really not. So whatever we can, we can. Whatever we can, we can. So since it's impossible to avoid Yitzia for Paraduma, since the whole Paraduma takes place outside, so we can't to maintain the Yitzia. But when it comes to all other lachas, we try to do everything b'fnim, and that's why we encourage that the hands be washed inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the Gemara doesn't have an answer here. Next question. The Gemara says, Ibarilu. Tuma mahu shetoyel likidish adayim raglayim. Will that now require new washing of hands? What's the case of tuma that the Gemara is referring to here? In this case, Rashi says the havamina is where the hands become tame, but not the entire body. So the guy's hand becomes tame because he touched pigul or nosar. Does he now need to wash your hands a second time? So the Gemara says, imtim shalom, if you're going to tell me, yitzia lo pasle de gavra. The Gavra Chazi, if you're going to tell me when the Kohen exits the building, it doesn't disqualify him because he, as a person, he's right. He can go back. So Yetzia doesn't require a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Aval Hacha, but here by the guy who's Tamei, the Kohen who's Tamei, the Gavra Lo Chazi, the guy, the Kohen's not Chazi because right now he's got Tamei hands. So maybe it's Asucha Meisach Daita. So since he can't do the Avoda in his active state, his current state, it's Meisach Daita. And whenever there's Seach Das, he requires washing again. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps, even the Hadar Chazi, since he now could very quickly just put his hands into the mikvah and kasher his hands, he doesn't need to wash them as well. The Lomasi, he's going to be daikle, he's going to be very careful not to become tummy a second time, for Lomasech Daito. And therefore, he's not going to be Mesiach Dais, in which case he does not require a new washing of hands. So that's the Shiloh. We'll bring one raya here, then we'll stop. The Gemara brings a raya Tashma. So the Gemara says if a person washes his hands, washes his feet, and then they become tameh, then all he has to do is go to the mikvah, at least put his hands in the mikvah, not the entire body, and then he doesn't require a new washing of hands. So the Gemara says, nitmu yadav lo mibarlan. We knew that if the guy's hands just became tameh, we knew it's sufficient to do a tevila, and there's no need for kiddush yadav v'raglav. Our shaila was kol gufo. If his whole body became tame, does he have to just go to the mikvah again? That's sufficient, or does he need the mikvah plus a new kiddush adayim raglayim? So do we say kol gufo? Kol gufo te biglei came in the baila mevad her shemesh asucha meisach daita. If the guy became tame, so not only does he have to go to the mikvah, but he also has to wait for sunset. And since it's sunset, so the guy's gonna, I got 5 hours till sunset. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon now. Of course he's a Mesiach Daito. And when there's a Hesach Adas, you vade do require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So what's the Shaila? The Gemara says the Shaila is could go into Itme, Samach, the Shkia Tzachama. 5 minutes before Shkia became Tameh, he jumped to the mikvah, so he knew 5 minutes later he's going to be Tower. He was never Mesiach Das, in which case, maybe in that case, you don't require another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Mirit Hashem will get to the answer tomorrow.